Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we are here to serve you, our listeners. If you have something that you're struggling with, if you have a particular Bible question that you can't get the answer to, well, we're here to serve you, as I said, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This month we're talking about things that distinguish us as children of God, as believers in Christ Jesus. And there are lots of religions out there. There's lots of philosophies out there. They're all competing for our affections. They're trying to win our hearts over. But we stand strong in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it's different than anything else that is out there, that is being offered up, and it stands a mile high, taller than anything else. And it all revolves around the person and work of Jesus Christ, and the linchpin of it all is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No one has ever come back from the dead to live eternally. No one has ever put off the mortal and put on the immortal. Nobody has put off the perishable and has put on the imperishable except the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what happened to him 3 days after he was crucified, buried in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, early that Sunday morning, when people came to visit the tomb, that tomb was empty. The stone had been rolled away, and his body was not there. Later that morning, he encountered Mary Magdalene, and she thought he was the gardener, and he spoke her name, and something about his voice just gave her instant recognition. This is Jesus. You truly are alive, just as you told us that you were going to be raised from the dead. Here you are standing in front of me. And she was the one that went back to the disciples and said, I've seen him. And it was her testimony, her initial testimony, her eyewitness account that brought disciples running. And they looked into the empty tomb, and then they became witnesses as well. Mm-hmm. And it's on that testimony that we stand today. And that's the testimony that we're delivering through Basic Gospel, that this Jesus was a historical figure. He lived around the time of the turn 2,000 years ago. He walked planet Earth in the area known as Israel. Mm-hmm. He made Capernaum his home. He was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth. He traveled to Jerusalem on a number of occasions. There are untold stories about his miracles, his teaching, all of those sort of things. And then he was crucified, dead, and buried. And on that third day, he was raised to life. And then 40 days later, he ascended into heaven and took up his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. The apostles were eyewitnesses to that. It's their account that we stand upon, and it's their account that we pass on to others. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the linchpin as far as Christianity is concerned. It's the hinge on which everything turns as far as our faith. Without it, we have absolutely nothing. Now, Paul was arrested for his belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He stood trial because he was talking about the hope of resurrection that the Old Testament had spoken to, and that was now made a reality through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he's standing in front of King Agrippa, and he poses this question: why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? I'm telling you a story about Jesus. He is a contemporary of ours. He was crucified. He was judged guilty by Pontius Pilate, even though he found nothing to find him guilty for.
Right.
But he caved in to the pressures of the religious leaders. He turned him over to be crucified. The Roman soldiers took him to Golgotha. They pierced his hands and his feet, nailing him to a cross. They suspended him between heaven and earth. And for 6 hours, Jesus hung on that cross, struggling for every breath, and at the ninth hour of the day, around 3 PM, he cried out, "It is finished." He breathed his last, and he committed his spirit into the hands of his Father. 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. That's the story Paul was talking about. That's the story Paul was communicating, that this Jesus has been raised back to life, and it's in him that we can be saved, that we can have life everlasting. Now, why is it, King Agrippa, that you would have trouble believing that God could raise the dead? Why is that? And that's the question that we need to pose to this culture that we live in. There are a lot of skeptics of Christianity, and most of those skeptics are going to point to the fact that this Bible is just a bunch of made-up fairy tales. It holds no authority in our lives. They're going to point to the fact that this Jesus was just a man, just a mere man, maybe a great teacher, maybe a good philosopher, or those sort of things. And then they're going to say, this resurrection thing, it's just a hoax. It's just fake news, a made up story. We can say, no, this Jesus claimed to be God and indeed was God in the flesh. And he died, and he was buried, and he was raised back to life. Now he, as the Son of God, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and because he's alive, you too can have hope for your own experience, that you can cross over from death to life, and you can experience eternal life through his name and through the power of his resurrection. Is that impossible for God to raise somebody back to life? Absolutely not.
If he can create the universe, I kind of suspect he could raise somebody back to life.
Right. I think he's more powerful than death.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So let's trust him. Let's proclaim him. Let's tell people that Jesus, even though he died and was buried, is alive, and he's alive today.
Absolutely. Good news, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. You know, if you're a Amazon Prime member, you probably know that today and tomorrow are Amazon Prime Days with special pricing, of course, and you can use these two Prime Days to support Basic Gospel. Just log on to smile.amazon.com and choose Basic Gospel as your charity, as I have done. Well, Basic Gospel will donate a portion of every order to Basic Gospel, and that does not affect the special prices you pay on these two Prime Amazon days, or your Prime membership. Doesn't affect that in any way. So if you haven't already done so, please log on to smile.amazon.com to make it count for Basic Gospel during Amazon Prime days and literally all around the year.
Yes, indeed. This is something that you can do 350-plus days of the year, and so make it count. You can shop, and in your shopping, something that you do week in and week out, you can be supporting Basic Gospel and empowering the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ out there, not only here in the United States and Canada, but literally around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you never knew that buying a pair of pants could be so impactful.
Might help to get the gospel to somebody.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, let's go up to Canada and talk to Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
Both of you. I have a question today. I just saw it recently. I won't say where, but it just sort of troubled me because I've struggled with, I think it's scrupulosity, but I also struggle with ADHD. And I guess I want to ask, what is a true conversion like in scripture? Because I have struggled for like 30 years since I do believe I accepted Jesus to come and live in my heart, but it was more on from the charismatic church and churches that, you know, you got to feel something or, you know, and I'm the type of person that needs to feel something, but I also know that it's, you need to renew your mind. And I always knew that, like to think differently and just to believe that Jesus came to come and live in you. And then now I've just recently learned, say from Andrew Farley, that when you receive Christ, when you let him in, like into your heart, like he gives you a whole new heart and spirit. Now I'm just learning this now. But I guess I wanted to ask you, what is a real true conversion and also the assurance that I'm truly saved? Because I have struggled with that for a very long time, and I just want to have it end, you know, without doubting anymore. And I know that John the Baptist back then, he struggled with that when he was in prison. And he said, you know, is Jesus really the Son of God, or should we look for someone else? Because, of course, he was struggling, right? Like, I guess he was, did the dead get raised, yeah. You know, were the people healed, you know, all that. And then he said, send this message back to Jesus. Like, is he really the Son of God? But I mean, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, obviously, and he came from the Lord. But I guess it's just that I've struggled so much because I guess I'm an emotional person and I don't want to just be leaning on my emotions, like say when something bad happens. And I have struggled lately too with the virus and being alone a lot.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my question this afternoon for you guys. What is a real true conversion? Like, do you actually feel excited, you know, or are your emotions all over the place when you first get saved? You know, and
well,
I know every, I had an experience like that.
Kat, everybody's experience is different as far as that moment of conversion. You know, there's a lot of people that struggle intellectually, so they're skeptics, and they go into the Bible to try to convince themselves that it's not true, or try to prove to Christians that it's not true. And then in going into the Word of God, the Spirit of God pierces their hearts, and they start to see that indeed this Jesus who claimed to be the Son of God is actually who he claimed to be, that he's actually God in human flesh. And so they just have this simple transfer of weight from the things of this world to Jesus Christ himself. And in that, they're regenerated, they're born again. And that's true of every genuine conversion, no matter what the experience of it was and the circumstances of it was. God regenerates us. God makes us new. God makes us alive together with Christ. So we cross over from death to life. And then God sends his Spirit to take up residence in us. And his Spirit begins to bear witness with us that we indeed are children of God. So that's not a feeling. That's just the calm, assuring voice of God to you through his Spirit who lives in you. So we have that testimony. We have that testimony that's now inside of us. It was a testimony that was outside of us before we responded to Christ, but we heard it. We heard the story about Jesus. We heard God's testimony concerning his Son. And when we heard that testimony, we turned away from the things of this world and said, hey, life isn't out there. I've learned that. I figured that out. That's just meaningless. That's just empty. Now I see that life, the thing that I was looking for, is found in Jesus. So I turn away from all those things that I was looking for out there in the world, and now I turn to Jesus, and I accept him. I receive him. Paul kind of fashions it in this way. You confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So this is an internal reality. And when you do, you're saved. And all those things that I just mentioned happen. You cross over from death to life. You're placed into Christ Jesus as a member of the body of Christ. And God sends his Spirit to take up residence in you. So that testimony that you concerning Christ that you responded to now is inside of you. And that testimony continues to bear witness with your spirit, with your mind, that you are indeed a child of God. So that's
Yeah. Very quickly, I know that you've got not a lot of time here, but when I first heard the gospel, like actually it was from Psalm 139, because I had an identity crisis. I won't get into that. But then later on, I heard about Jesus Christ because I joined a small group at this drop-in center. But then I got into all kinds of trouble later. And so I guess it's because of the trouble later, which obviously I don't have the time to really share with you. But I did start with Psalm 139 because I had an identity crisis. And then just the Lord saying, I'm a beautiful woman, you know, you're beautiful to me. And he actually used some drawings that I used to draw, and they just were male at first, and then they turned female. And then that's when I believe the Lord shared Psalm 139 with me. And then I heard later about the gospel, and just my life changed slowly. So I guess, can the Lord use the Psalms first before Christ, or can he just use, like, you know what I mean? Like when I accepted the truth, because I know that
here's the story of the Bible. God loves you. That's the story. And that love has been demonstrated to you in Christ Jesus. So this testimony, this story about Jesus has been being shared since the very beginning. So the New Testament isn't the time when the story of Jesus hit the newspapers and that sort of thing. It's been a part of the story all along. There's going to be this babe born in Bethlehem. There's going to be a prophet that comes that is like me, Moses said, but he's going to be so much greater, and you need to listen to him because he has the words of eternal life. There's going to be a king. He's going to sit on the throne of David forever. It's not going to be David, but it's going to be someone in David's line. And then there's going to be a priest, and he's going to offer a sacrifice once for all, and that's going to end it. There'll be no more sacrifices, and he will usher in a new covenant. So that story has been being told, or was being told, all through the prophets. So yes, God can use the book of Psalms to enlighten a person's mind and heart, and reveal through that the person and work of Jesus Christ. So why? Because that's the story. Well, I mean, Jesus said, if you believe Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote about me. And he said, if you search the scriptures in hopes to find eternal life, guess what? These are the scriptures that testify about me. So, yes, he can use those things. But what you're doing, Kat, is you're replaying the story from your vantage point. Did I respond correctly? Did I have the right experience? Did I say the prayer correctly? Did I have the right feelings? All of those sort of things. And you have to step back and say, let me look at it from God's perspective. God touched my heart. He revealed himself first and foremost through these Psalms. Then he revealed himself to me through the gospel message. And he said, Jesus is the way, truth, and the life. And as a result of that, I believed the good news of Jesus. That grace of God did something inside of me, and I believed. And in that believing, I was saved. So that's the story that you need to look at. Look at it from God's perspective. And when you do, your mind will start agreeing that, yes, indeed, you have been saved. And your mind will start being aligned with this true security that you already have in Jesus.
Okay, thank you, Bob, so much. Oh, you're such an encouragement, and I'm still waiting in the mail to come so I can send you that check to support your ministry.
Well, we appreciate that, Kat. You keep listening, and we'll keep growing in the grace of God together.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Kat.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bob, I know you agree that our donors are very special people, and the only reason we're able to be here every weekday to proclaim the truth of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ is because of them. Something has resonated in their spirits. And to say thanks, friends, for your support in October, I'm going to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's latest CD series. It's called Against the Current, and can help you deepen your faith and understanding of how to stand strong in the face of the patterns of this world. To make your gift, just click Donate at BasicGospel.net. Your generous gift will help bring believers back to Jesus, who, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life. Again, please donate today at BasicGospel.net, and be sure to request your copy of Against the Current.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let me go to a question from one of our YouTube watchers today. Muway, I think, is his name. He said, I'm asking if there would be a trumpet sound to the hearing of everyone when Christ is coming to rapture the church. Well, we're not sure if everyone will hear it. We certainly know we will hear it, and that's the good news. And that's something that we see both in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, also in 1 Corinthians 15, the last trumpet sound. For sure, since we believe that Jesus died, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. This is our hope. This is our encouragement to us from God through the Apostle Paul. Back in that day, they were wondering if Christ hadn't come back yet, and there are those of our loved ones who have fallen asleep in Christ. What's going to happen to them? Where are they now? What's going to happen to them? And Paul wants to give a word of encouragement. So this passage in 1 Thessalonians 4 is that word of encouragement, that they're with the Lord, and when he appears, they're going to be with him. They're going to get resurrected bodies, and then we're going to get resurrected bodies. And that's what it's talking about. So we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede these who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them. So this trumpet call is for the believers. It's a call for us to be gathered together as one with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're a believer in Christ, guess what? You're going to hear that loud and clear, as is every other believer, and we are all going to gather together with the Lord, and we're going to be with him forever.
I keep cupping my ear and listening.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, and here's another thing. We're not going to be surprised. We're not going to be taken by surprise. Why? Because we're children of the light.
Absolutely.
And this is something that we are waiting for.
Yes, indeed.
Muwe, I hope that helps. Thanks. That's a great question.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. And to all of those of you who reach out through Facebook and YouTube, well, you're using the technology for the purpose in which it was presented. So thank you for doing that. Friends, if you're close to your computer or have your favorite device close by at 3 p.m. Central Time, well, we hope you'll join us on YouTube or Facebook as we stream live video of this program every day, Monday through Friday. Greg has placed easy-to-use links at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net, so just click your favorite Facebook or YouTube, one or the other, just before the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, and you'll automatically join the live stream. It's one more way that God has opened up to allow the gospel to go out to as many people as possible, and we want to get it out to as many people as possible by every means possible, and we invite you to be one of them on Facebook or YouTube. Thanks again for joining us today, everybody. Keep in mind that if you have Bible questions or some troublesome issue that you're dealing with every day of the world and it's just dragging you down, well, tell us about it at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on Basic Gospel. Again, that's 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada, that number available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we hope you will use it. Again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month. Your prayers and gifts keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. So please help today if you can by clicking Donate at BasicGospel.net. And when you make your October gift, be sure to request your copy of our newest resource that Bob has produced, the CD series called Against the Current. Again, that's at BasicGospel.net. I want to remind you also that if you don't have a regular place of worship on Sunday mornings, join Bob Christopher for Sunday Morning Live online on Facebook and YouTube, and you can link at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net, a new venue, and we hope you'll take advantage of joining him on Sunday mornings. Well, we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.